in your coffee, sugar or Splenda. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Our bodies crave sugar for energy. Artificial sweeteners and sugar activate our sweet-sensing taste buds. But substitutes like Splenda and Sweet'n Low don't fully satisfy us. Why is that? Hui Yi Tan and colleagues from Columbia University wanted to find out. They placed mice in cages with two water bottles. One contained sugar water, the other artificial sweetener water. The researchers counted how often mice licked each bottle. Next, they injected mice with sugar solution and chemical markers. Under a microscope, the markers showed which brain cells the sugar solution lit up. Results? At first, the mice licked both bottles. But after 48 hours, mice wanted the real deal. Their brains showed that sugar had activated a brain-gut connection. Our gut tells our brain we want sugar, but only the real stuff. Artificial sweeteners? They're just for the taste buds. Researchers hope to create new substitutes that satisfy our tongues and bodies. All things being equal, sorry, Splenda.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.